women are inherently more vulnerable to disasters. For example, during the 2005 tsunami in Asia, 70% of the victims in some areas were women because they hadn't been taught how to swim or how to climb trees. And so if we really want to improve our present disaster risk management approaches, we need to recognize that policies are not gender neutral. That a gender-blind policy, when it comes to disaster risk management, is de facto a gender-discriminatory policy. And we need to engender the Sendai framework, and we need to make sure that the disaster risk management policy, that women are engaged in the development of these policies, and they are engaged in their financing, engaged in their implementation. Not only climate change will disproportionately impact women, but also the growing recognition of the tremendous social, economic, and climate resilient benefits that gender equality and women empowerment will bring. When it comes to climate change, you don't have a lot of happy stories. I think it's a fairly sobering challenge that we are facing. But if you take a gender lens to look at some of the key climate change issues, suddenly we find solutions to seemingly intractable problems. And I strongly believe that if we can bring the gender dimension and the climate dimension, the gender community and the climate community together at COP21, we will be able to develop a very strong message of hope, and we will be able to foster accelerated actions to address climate change and promote gender equality and women empowerment.